Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Can you imagine you have a park, public park near your school, and you're going to go out there with some food and you're going to give it away?
Yeah.
Like have a picnic.
Yeah.
A church, a Jesus lunch in the park. Think about that. You're looking at it right now. What's wrong with that? Guess what? The school went ballistic. The nearby school went ballistic.
The superintendent.
The superintendent of the school reportedly has gone ballistic over this thing, but they videoed the encounter. Here they are for this period of time, just loving on people in the name of Jesus in a public park, and watch what took place.
Howdy.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Are you Dr. Fine? Hi. I'm Melissa.
Yep. What was your name?
I'm Melissa.
I'm Don Johnson.
I'm Steve.
You're the superintendent.
I'm the superintendent. Okay.
Just wait.
I'm filming all this just to let you know, just so we have everything clear.
Who are you?
I'm her husband.
Oh, okay. Good.
I'm Casey Helbach. This is Melissa Helbach.
Okay.
And you're?
I'm Steve Plank. I'm the high
Plank,
school
Casey
principal.
Helbach.
And
Jeff Kiesel, your principal.
Okay.
Hi.
Cool.
Good.
Good. So we are here to, as you all know, so we are going to move the cones and pull on in.
We are asking you to allow our legal counsels to consider this together, because this is certainly a question that you contend is First Amendment right. We contend that this is really an issue of our ability to exercise our lease with the city, and we think that cooperation is really the way to go. And I understand that you don't really want to have our legal counsel talk and try to come up with a resolution, but that's really our interest.
Well, you know what? I appreciate you coming and welcoming us here. We have a letter from our lawyer. We also have a letter from the city of Middleton saying that we can be here today.
Can I see that letter from the
city?
Sure.
Yep, I do. I have that right here.
Yeah.
So we have got, guys, the kids can come over and we can figure out their lunch in just a minute. So here's the letter from the city of Middleton saying that we have the right to be here. Here we have our, you could see that. Then we have the letter that we've leased this property to, and then we also have a letter from our lawyer. So I do not want to sit here and argue and debate with you right now. We have lunch that we're feeding the kids. We have a right to be here and serve this lunch.
The way I read it, it says, you take
guys, if you want, let's just go get the sandwiches out and go ahead and start serving
So really, you're just going to not be there.
You know what? Anything I talked to you, Dr. Plank, earlier, whatever issue you have, you can take it up with our lawyer. So we are here to feed these kids lunch and to share.
So even though we've leased the property, you view that lease as null and void?
You can.
No, that's what I'm asking you. I'm just asking your
We have rented it, and we have permission from the city to rent it. So whatever legal happenings have to take place, our lawyers can get together. But you know what, guys? We love being here with these kids, and we get to do this once a week for a half hour now, and then a half hour when the older group comes. So you can keep that letter, and we're going to continue on, and you can take it up with our lawyer. Thank you.
I think you can.
Why?
All right. Guys, are we getting everything out?
It is unfortunate that, there can't be some discussion between the groups, and that that basically your resolution is to litigate and in the district, the public school system, and we felt that our interest would be your interest, but that obviously is not.
Are you okay with us coming in here?
No, we object to you coming in.
Well, then it's not an amiable situation, is it? Because you just said you wanted to work together, but you're saying we can't come.
And there are solutions for you to do this legally.
Then you know what? Our lawyer will be happy to... informants of what those are. But
and isn't it amazing? This is a school superintendent that you vote for potentially. You put in office, and he's telling
that you pay his salary.
All of a sudden, he owns your school. He owns your park, and it's like, even though the school reportedly had
A lease agreement,
they wanted
the city
to be able to use the park.
Well, the school legitimately has a lease agreement with the city for the park.
What if they actually like?
It doesn't erase the fact.
It doesn't make the park.
Yeah.
First Amendment rights, leave the park.
Absolutely.
Can you not play baseball in the park anymore? Right. Can you not eat your sandwich in the park anymore?
This is hundreds of kids that they provide a free lunch with and share Jesus for 30 minutes.
What I think was really good, that they set an example how we need to approach things.
Yeah.
They had their ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They already found out what was legal, to the best of their knowledge, it looks like, and they talked to their attorney about it. They had the letter already written. They sought the permission that they needed, and they were ready to have a normal conversation. That's all people really ever need, because sometimes it's not necessarily the school superintendent, but there's like one person behind the scenes pushing that superintendent.
Right.
They say that 97% of the church, for example, a congregation, stands with that pastor. But there's like a 3 or 7% that gives him or her a hard time.
Yeah.
But the other 97, 3%, but 97% are silent.
Right.
Right. And so the pastor ends up sometimes making the decision that the 3% wants, when the 97% should have stood up like she stood up. And there's more people, like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, there's more kind-hearted people out there, the silent majority, that's going to stand up and say, what are you talking about?
It's crazy, right?
So we're going to have to learn how to do that. And we want to be able to encourage you, and we do that at, you know, bfnkb.org, mm-hmm. how to approach those moments in time. And we're also looking for attorneys who not want to refer the church to people, but they want to stand up and say, you know what? I want to be a part of VFNKB. I want to be that attorney that writes that letter at no cost in the kingdom of God, so she or he can have a lunch with kids in our park or their park.
That's right.
We're looking for all of us to come together to be able to be united as one, you know, to be able to stand up for the light, for the kingdom of God in our country before the light goes out, right? And we can do this. I see it happening, but we need us all to be able to come together and represent just like she did. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk about Bible literacy. You think about this.
Illiteracy.
And how, and Bible poverty, we talked about with Lauren Cunningham, with Youth with a Mission just this week.
YWAM.
But it's amazing. I mean, the statistics say so many different things about it. But spiritually, when you get in the Word of God, the Word of God gets in you. There's life in the Word, and your life just totally changes for the good forever. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.